Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Pastor Chuck Christmeyer, and Pastor Chris Meyer was a successful lawyer for 18 years, at the height of his career, when, of course, the Lord called him into the ministry. And he has a radio ministry. Actually, we share the satellite. If you listen to Radio Liberty on the satellite, why, you'll hear at least 3 hours a day of Pastor Chuck Chris Meyer. And he's, of course, a prolific writer as well as being a radio talk show host. But his latest book, The Secret of the Lord, I believe it's one of the most important books that you will ever read. And I say that without hesitation. It's okay, as you know, I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. I'm not a theologian. But I've recognized for a long time that there's been an organized, orchestrated, concerted effort to change not only the music of our churches, but the message of our churches. And certainly they've infiltrated our seminaries so that our ministers have been taught a different gospel. And so they go to their meetings, they read the publications, just as physicians do. And certainly physicians many times do not understand a great deal that they need to heal people's bodies. And I fear that many of our ministers are not getting the proper message to heal the broken hearts and certainly to heal the broken souls of people across America. The book is endorsed by certainly one of my favorite ministers, Erwin Lutzer of the Moody Bible Church, who we listen to every Sunday morning religiously. Pastor Chuck, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's my privilege to be with you and your listeners.
Why did you pick up this story? What motivated you to write this book?
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting. My wife and I, every morning, spend about an hour together in the Word, and prayer, and so on, and we read through the Scriptures, and we came to Psalm 25:14, and it says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and to them He will show His covenant." And as I read that, it was like the Holy Spirit just shone a laser beam down on that passage. And it was almost like it almost kind of lifted off the page a bit. And no sooner did my eyes focus on it than the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, "Son, this is why your nation is in total chaos. This is why my church has no power in your country. You got a lot of religious people, a lot of professing Christians, but they're not walking according to my ways." And as I contemplated that, I thought, you know, that's exactly right. That is the missing link. And it's something that not only have we not focused on, but we have walked away from it. In fact, in many respects, intentionally abandoned the whole concept of the fear of the Lord, so that something that was so common to us in our country throughout most of its existence now is almost despised, the very concept of the fear of the Lord.
And I would like to suggest that if God is only love and there's nothing to fear at all, then it's the ultimate triumph of evil. There has to be a judgment. There has to be punishment for evil doing. And yet that is not the message being taught in our churches today. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if well, God is only love, and there's no consequences for evil, then you end up what we have today, the ultimate triumph of evil. Please go right ahead, because I think it's such an important message.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. This is, as I have come to...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Don't love the Lord, we're not going to follow His directives. And we are not following His directives. And certainly, if you read the book, and we carry the book, we can't carry most of the books we review, but we think this is such an important book. The book, of course, is The Secret of the Lord. But basically, if you want to understand what's going on in America today, you must understand that this country at every level has turned away from the admonition of the scriptures. Basically, as you read the book, you find at least a dozen or more places, and I'm sure Pastor Chuck would give us an exact number, but on so many places, the Bible and the scriptures speak about the importance of the fear of the Lord. And basically because we've lost our fear of the Lord and our relationship with the Lord, why America has become a sinful nation. And certainly the statistics that Pastor Chris Meyer points out in his book are totally devastating. So I'm going to let you go ahead and just pick the story up from there. Please, go ahead.
Well, thank you. The secret, the whole concept of a secret, by the way, Dr. Stan, is that a secret is really intended to be known or discovered by a certain group of people or a certain person, but it's secret from everyone else. Well, God himself has declared this a secret. It's his secret. It's not our secret. It's his secret. And it's a life-changing, destiny-determining secret. It's a secret because the Bible says it is. It's God's secret because he's declared it to be secret. And yet, at the same time, it's a secret that God wants to disclose to every one of us who will seek it. And the key is that it will unlock all of the covenantal blessings and promises of God, both on earth and for eternity. So salvation itself is ultimately predicated on the fear of the Lord. Now, if that is true, which it is, then it explains then why people can go to our churches and they can be welcomed down to our altars and they can be called to make certain kinds of decisions, come forward for this and God will kiss you better for all the consequences of your sin. But what we do not do anymore is confront people with their sin. And yet, the scripture says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So, in reality, what we've done is actually created a whole new alternative faith. We call it the Christian faith, but we're not confronting people with the very essence of why the Christian faith exists, which is that people are sinful, they are separated from a holy God, and without salvation and the shed blood of Jesus Christ requiring the confession of sin and repentance of sin, because we have this fundamental fear of the Lord, that we have no hope of eternal life. But if we don't do that, then all we're doing is promising people an empty kind of a Christianity that holds no water, if they're broken cisterns that hold no water. So this is not something that just has to do with restoring good feelings and nice statistics in America. It has to do with salvation itself and our very favor with the God of the Bible. Now, going to some of those statistics, there are many that we could point to, whether it be an 85% fatherless rate in the African community or a 72% abortion rate, excuse me, a 50% abortion rate in the African-American community, which arguably is the most religious community in our country, if not the world, or a 72% unwed pregnancy rate in the African-American community. Again, that community being the most professed Christian community in our country. Or let's look at the nation as a whole. Let's look, for instance, at the divorce situation since the 1960s and the sexual revolution, when we abandoned authority in the secular world. We did it in a very subtle and religious way in the Christian world, and that is we adopted in the 1970s the God is love movement. Well, yes, God is love, but he's also truth, justice, judgment, and righteous and holy, and without holiness no man will see the Lord. But that was no longer marketable. It was no longer sellable, so to speak. And so psychology came in to become the ultimate arbiter of faith in our churches, and we kicked out the fear of the Lord, and we're told that we should no longer be concerned about guilt before God, because that was not to be dealt with. Psychology just said we just need to have better feelings for one another and greater self-esteem. And so the whole idea of the fear of the Lord was progressively abandoned, so that by now the statistics for divorce in the church for the last 20 years have equaled or exceeded that of the nation as a whole. And in the Bible Belt of America, the divorce rate for the past 15 years has been 50% higher than the nation as a whole, and the divorce rate among our pastors has equaled that of their parishioners and is the second highest of all professions in the country. So the reality is that we have, and this is a very painful thing to have to say, because, you know, I grew up in a pastor's home. My father was a pastor. His father was a pastor, and I pastored. Even as a former lawyer, I pastor now. But the reality is that from pulpit to pew, we have actually, either wittingly or unwittingly, abandoned the fear of the Lord, the most elementary portion of our faith that would have led us to favor with God. Now we can see why the hand of God has been progressively withdrawn from our nation. We have been under the past 15 years of progressive judgment, both economically and in terms of the most devastating natural disasters recorded in the history of this country, most of which, and 10 or 11 of which occurred just last year. And so we're seeing this accelerate now, and we have no anchor for our souls. It's so devastating that it breaks my heart. Sometimes I almost have to catch my breath, Dan, because I realize how dangerous the condition really is. And yet, when we want to talk about this, the ones who frequently are the ones that most reject the message are not the people as a whole, it's the pastors. Why? Because they have become gatekeepers and they do not want the message in. And the reason is because they're afraid it's going to upset the apple cart and take away the flow of resources for the building program or whatever the pet project is. People will vote with their feet, they'll vote with their pocketbooks, and the message is not marketable, and so the message is not being heard. And I tell you, I weep inside, because I realize that unless something happens rapidly, and I believe the Spirit of the Lord has spoken to my heart and said, son, you have 2 years maximum to get this message out, and if it is not gleaned and acted upon by the people within 2 years, the likelihood of professing Christians ever returning to the fear of the Lord is slim to nil. The reason is because they're going to be so plagued and terrified by the things that are coming upon the earth, with the New World Order coming in to take over all freedom and all the rights from the Constitution. I mean, we're seeing it right in front of our eyes right now. Our government is seeking to do that. And there's a global government that's sweeping in. And when that happens, the kinds of freedoms that we have enjoyed are going to be swept away. And men and women in a terrified state, because they do not fear the Lord, are going to fear man and receive the mark of the beast. And if that isn't dangerous, I don't know what is.
And basically, you've heard, if you listen to my programs regularly, you've heard me talk about how they've changed the music and the message of
sure.
the church. And but certainly, basically, Pastor Chris Myers said this so much better than I have. I've also always known that this idea that God is love and only love, certainly it was a false message. I believe God is love, but I believe also God is justice, and God certainly it will bring his judgment upon nations if they turn against him, and our nation is turned against God. And remember those words of Thomas Jefferson engraved on the Jefferson Memorial back in Washington, D.C. We never quote that. We always talk about the law of separation.
There's fine, tingling word.
Right. But, you know, the God who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Well, I believe God is going to bring his justice on this country if we don't get this word out. It's vitally important. The book is important. So you need to get this. You need to contemplate what Pastor Chris Meyer is saying. And he does a magnificent job. And do you realize that 25% of our ministers are involved in pornography? Well over 50% of our Christian men, half of our Christian marriages end in divorce. What's wrong with the church? Well, we've lost our fear of the Lord. You go right ahead.
Yes, and you know, we were talking about, you were mentioning the matter of our music. Well, it's not that God isn't.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Uh, not in the least bit even being polite to him. And when he got done, Wives Grace and Minister came to him and told him that they did not teach anything about the fear of the Lord or prophecy in their church. And when Pastor Chris Meyer asked him why not, why, the minister said, because we want people to love the Lord, not to fear him. Well, this is the reason we're in the trouble we are today as a nation. And remember what it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. When was the last time you heard a sermon preached on that subject? And they have very subtly infiltrated our seminaries and our ministers' organizations, and they've changed both the music and the message of the church to the point where today the church is more or less irrelevant as far as what's happening in our society, and look what's happening in our society. Well, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'm going to ask a question this evening. We've interviewed Pastor Chris Meyer on this subject before. And I asked him, you know, what sort of response have you gotten from this book, which I think is a great book. I think it's one of the most important theological books I have read in the last 20 years. But I was almost shocked by his response. Go right ahead. What has been the response, as you've certainly shared your thoughts with other ministers and congregations?
Well, very grievously, it's mind-blowing in a sense, because here we have pastors and people all across this country that are wringing their hands over the decline of our country. They see what's going on, but they're not willing to identify the problem from God's viewpoint. They want to point the finger at somebody else. It's always somebody else. When God is saying, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. But we just fundamentally don't agree with that. We say, no, if the liberals, the abortionists, the homosexuals, Slick Willie in the White House, Barack Obama, or anyone else would just come and agree with a conservative viewpoint, and or we could get elephants in instead of donkeys in the White House and all of this, that we could live happily ever after and enjoy the American dream with four chickens in every pot, four cars in every garage. The reality is that's not God's viewpoint. God's viewpoint is that his warm audience, that is those who profess his name, must get their acts in order. And the obvious thing is that our acts are not in order. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. But he also said that if the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? So the number one reason why our country has lost its light is because the church has lost its light. The number one reason the church has lost its light is because we have lost the fear of the Lord. It's the secret of the Lord. And God says, if you will seek me, you will find me, but you must search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you. But we don't want to search for him with all our heart. We're searching for the American dream instead of for God's perfect design and will and for his kingdom. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But guess what, Stan? I got to tell you that just a couple of years ago, I went to a pastor's prayer breakfast, and as I was on my way, I was crying out to the Lord, Lord, why is it that we're in this terrible mess in our country and in the birth city of America, Richmond, Virginia? Why is this? And he gave me a simple answer. He said, son, my pastors are not preaching righteousness. And so I got to this prayer breakfast and was just chatting with the pastor of a very large evangelical church. And I told him this little story, and the pastor hung his head and he said, Chuck, I don't think I even know how to preach righteousness. Wow. If righteousness alone exalts a nation and sends a reproach to any people, and the pastors of our evangelical churches don't know how to preach righteousness, do we need to know anything else about what's wrong?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble as a nation. We've forgotten really what Christianity is all about, what God is, the very nature of God. I mean, the miracle of God, the awesomeness, the power. But, of course, also the fact that God brings judgment upon nations. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, the book, The Secret of the Lord.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Our guest this evening, Pastor Chuck Christmeyer, his book, The Secret of the Lord. The Secret of the Lord. And basically, of course, the secret is that we are to fear God. And certainly, we have to hold him in awe. We have to be willing to obey him. We have to agree to do what he instructs us to do. And certainly, if certainly he hates divorce, if he hates divorce, then why do half of the Christian marriages in America end in divorce today? Why is the rate of abortion among Christians very little different than the rate of abortion among non-Christians? And certainly, why certainly is the rate of divorce among our Christian ministers as high as it is among the Christians? Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we got a real problem because we've lost the vision of Christianity. They have changed the music. They've changed the music of our churches. They've done it very subtly. And because every minister should be out propounding this, and they're not doing it. In fact, as Pastor Chris Meyer has told us several times when we've talked to him before, most ministers reject this message because they don't like it, because it doesn't sell well, because people don't like to know that they have to change their lives if they are really Christians, and they have to be obedient to the Lord. And yet, as you read the book, I mean, there's so many references to the fear of the Lord. Page after page with various biblical references are there, and simply quoting the scriptures, the importance of the fear of the Lord. So why don't we hear this being preached today? Because it is the key to understanding why America's on the way down, and maybe we've gone beyond the point of no return. But, I mean, I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. I'm not a theologian. I mean, I've known this for a long time, but certainly I couldn't have articulated this anywhere as well as Chuck Chris Meyer has. The book certainly is available from Radio Liberty, The Secret of the Lord. But, Pastor Chris Meyer, how can people get to your website?
Well, they can access our website through the web address, saveus.org. That's www.saveus or saveus.org. And as you know, I'm on the air 5 days a week there, and the archives of our program can be heard there, as well as the other books that we have. But I certainly want people to access your website or call you with regard to this particular book. You've been so gracious in discussing it with me, and I'm so appreciative of that. You know, I'm looking at a Psalm 31 right now, and this should be encouraging to a lot of people, Stan. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which you have laid up for them that fear you. You shall hide them in the secret of your presence. Now, I don't know about you, friend, in the midst of all of the cacophony that's going on and the chaos in our world, but we need to be hidden in the secret of God's presence, and the fear of the Lord is the place where that begins.
Amen. Herman is calling on the line from Carmel. Herman, do you have anything else you wanted to say or any other comment?
Yes, regarding revival in America. Recently an author wrote a book where he talked about the collapse of civilizations and the fact that there are different reasons why Rome and Greece and Egypt and so on fell, but once the slide began, it could not be reversed. Now, we have seen two examples, at least, of revivals here in America. I'd like to ask the pastor what he sees as the chance for another revival which could turn America around, or if that is even possible.
And, of course, basically, Herman's talking about the Great Revival about 1730 with Dr. John Wesley and Jonathan Edwards, and then it was probably 100 years later, a little bit more than that, with Charles Finley, of the second great American revival. What we need is a great revival in America, but the question is there anyone to lead that revival other than a retired attorney who's become a minister and an orthopedic surgeon who really is not that much of a theologian? He sensed what was wrong, but and we've referred to it many times, but could not articulate it theologically, certainly until he read this book. And this is a marvelous, marvelous book. But certainly the question then is, what are the chances of us having a great revival and people returning to the Lord and returning to a fear of the Lord? Because that was the message that John Wesley and Jonathan Edwards actually taught. That was what changed America back in the 1730s.
Well, it certainly was. It not only changed America, it preserved America. And it preserved America on two huge occasions when we were facing monstrous wars. And now we face war virtually on every front, and we are in as bad or worse a spiritual condition as we ever were in open rebellion. It appears to me, in honesty, that in the natural, there is no hope. In the natural, there is no hope. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and the Spirit of the Lord will lead the revival if we will humbly respond. That's the issue. It's not looking for some great figure out there to lead the revival. It's for us as humble citizens to humble ourselves and to agree with God's assessment, and it's going to begin with the fear of the Lord. Unless that happens, by the way, that's exactly what happened when Jonathan Edwards preached that sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit moved upon that place where he was just reading in a humdrum voice that sermon. And it so galvanized the people that they came into an instant understanding of the fear of the Lord, and it changed the whole Eastern Seaboard. That's what we need right now. But it's got to begin with each one of us that are listening right now, that are talking about this, and God, in his great mercy and his great compassion, is reaching out to us, even through this book. I believe that God caused me to write this book as an extension of his mercy and his compassion to give a final message of warning to this country.
And you remember, of course, Jonathan Edwards, it was the same speech he read all over and over again. Now, the only way he could get around was on horseback. It was always the same speech, and he gave that same speech, hundreds and hundreds of times. But it had an impact on the audiences. Today, we have the miracles of the Internet. We have the miracle of radio. We have today the miracle of video and YouTube and all of these things. It's so much easier to get the message out, but it's not a message that people want to hear. Well, they're going to have to hear it because we're going to lose this country. I have no question at all. We're moving into a terrible and horrible war coming in the Middle East, and we're not talking about sometime in the distant future. We're talking about it fairly soon. What's going to happen? I can't tell you, but I'm telling you that terrible and difficult times lie ahead. And because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces, and I believe this is going to be a wake-up call from the Lord, and you've got to be helping us get this message out. Right now we have Barbara calling from Aptos, California, and if you're out there across America, and of course what this message has touched your heart, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and the book, The Secret of the Lord, it's available from my ministry. We'll tell you at the end of the program how to get it, but it's a vitally important message. Go right ahead, Barbara.
Yes, I was just listening to the program and listening to Pastor Chris Meyer talking about his reception as when he talked about the fear of the Lord, and I was brought to mind another theologian and well-known author who was asked to give a talk to a meeting with a lot of pastors, and he chose this topic to be on hell. And partway through his talk, most of them got up and left because they just apparently just did not believe. He thought maybe he was talking overtime or something was wrong, but somebody said, no, they just don't believe in hell anymore.
Well, there's a pastor, it came out, I think, in the Los Angeles Times, an article concerning hell from a Southern California evangelical pastor. And they asked him, what do you think about hell? He says, well, I believe in it, but I don't preach about it anymore because it's not sexy anymore. That was his comment. Hell isn't sexy anymore.
Well, it's not going to be that way when you get there either.
It's fascinating. And, Barbara, as if that were bad enough, when you consider the statistics concerning our young people, only 20% of professing Christian young people believe that Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. You know what that tells us? That tells us that at the very minimum, 80% of professing Christian young people don't have any concept of the fear of the Lord because they're not even saved. They do not believe that Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. That is the most foundational element of the Christian faith. So we are in the statistics are so dramatic that even Time magazine, going back in 1993, April 5th, had a cover story with a cross on the front. And in the lower right-hand corner, it said, the generation that forgot God. Now, bear in mind, this was 19 years ago, the generation that forgot God. It was in the reign of George H.W. Bush. And Americans were flooding back to church after Gulf War I. And here's what Time magazine said. Remember, Time magazine is like the donkey in Balaam, the story of Balaam the prophet and all of that. And here's this secular news magazine declaring the problem when the pastors refused to do it. They said Americans, the church would never again be the same in America. The reason? Because Americans were looking for a custom-made God, one made in their own image. Now, that's Time magazine, and that was 19 years ago. So what we've done, we've recreated, redefined God according to the way we wish he were, which means having abandoned the fear of the Lord, we now feel like we can create our own. In fact, we've created the God just like us, which means we have elevated man to the ultimate place in the universe, which is exactly what the New World Order is designed to do, to elevate man as the ultimate place in the universe to become God.
That means we can become our own gods.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Okay, anything else, Barbara, before we let you go?
Well, somebody also mentioned to me that one of the churches, they said that they were going to stop preaching about the blood of Jesus because it was too violent. And I thought to myself, well, you know, without that, where are we?
Well, we're in real trouble, Barbara.
So,
there's no question we are.
We're just losing our faith. We're losing everything that our Christianity, our Christian faith, stands on.
Mm.
Yeah. Amen to
anyway,
that.
Anyway, thank you for writing your book, and I look forward to reading it.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and I would comment, we have a 4-tape set I did many years ago on hell. I've forgotten whether it's Whatever Happened to Hell or Just Hell. And basically, there are 4 interviews with people who two people who've actually studied hell. One of them, of course, was a physician who took care of a number of people who had actually died and gone to hell and come back again. One of the most revealing interviews I've ever done. Fascinating. Well, we don't talk about it anymore, and because I'm afraid that maybe I'm as much at fault as most people. But we certainly have been trying for a long time to make people understand that what is going on today politically and educationally and culturally is part of a vast spiritual battle that is taking place. And I mean, people think it has to do with Republicans and Democrats or ideology. It doesn't have anything to do with those things. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the reason we're losing is because people don't even understand there is a battle going on. Well, let's quickly go to Eric here. Eric, do you have a quick question for us?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. I got to ask you, you know, you did interview Chuck and Tim Baldwin regarding Romans 13 and the Black Regiment. I'd like Chuck's input on that, if that's possible.
On which?
He's talking, of course, the Black Regiment. Basically, of course, when our nation was founded at the time of the Revolutionary War, why many of our ministers actually took off their black robes and led the battle there to gain liberty here. But it was because in those days, of course, we equated a freedom and Christianity together, and people recognize the fact that our freedom came from God.
Well,
nobody
Scripture
ever talks
does say
that
when
anymore.
The Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty.
Right.
So when the Spirit of the Lord is not, there is a loss of liberty. And when those pastors stood up, they were willing to take pick up the banner, so to speak, of righteousness, to stand for truth and for righteousness, and that doesn't compute anymore. The song Onward Christian Soldiers is hardly ever sung anymore. The song Stand Up for Jesus, Ye Soldiers of the Cross doesn't compute anymore. No, we sing lilting songs that are all about affect, that are all about feelings rather than about faith. And you have to sing them with a little bit of a lisp and a limp wrist. Otherwise, you just don't fit in to modern kinds of so-called Christian music. And I'm not against music that has to do with feelings. I think the feelings should flow from our faith rather than become the engine of our faith. And unfortunately, that's what's happened. So if we ever want to recover a kind of faith where people have a backbone to stand, we're going to have to gird ourselves with truth once again. And that's going to begin with the fear of the Lord.
Amen to that. And, of course, that idea of certainly of onward Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, our loyal master, leads against the foe onward into battle. See our forces go, something like that. It's been so long since I've sung it, but it may be something we should start playing over and over again on our program. Our guest, Pastor Chuck Grismire. Well, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Why don't you go ahead and give your parting thoughts for us, would you?
Well, I really...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
we don't fear God, why, of course, we're going to end up with a society just like we have today. The book, The Secret of the Lord, is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Your minister isn't going to like this book. Most of the people in your church are not going to like this book, because we don't want to have to admit that we must be totally subservient to the Lord. Let me share a story with you. Certainly a gentleman who was instrumental in forming much of my understanding of Christianity was a man named Pastor Roy Kraft, who was a senior minister at a church in the area where I live. Then one morning in Sydney, we used to have a session every Tuesday morning when he'd come to the hospital and talk to the doctors. He was telling about Sydney having gone to a university and talking to a group of students. And he just asked, you know, what are the attributes of God? And there was a blackboard there, so he took a piece of chalk and got up, and one of the students said love, and so he wrote down love, and somebody said justice, and he wrote down justice, and somebody said, the truth, and he wrote down truth, and one of the students said vengeance. And he wrote down vengeance, and he asked the student, but why do you say that God is vengeance? And the student, who probably wasn't a Christian, he looked like he'd come from perhaps India or someplace like that, said, because if God is only love, it is the ultimate triumph of evil. If God is only love, it is the ultimate triumph of evil. And that is what we're teaching in our churches today. That is Lucifer's message. Remember what God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and God brings judgment and punishment to nations that turn against him, and this nation is turned against him. We've accepted torture. Where is the outcry from our Christian churches against the use of torture? Oh, it's all right as long as it's going to protect us. Well, what happens if the person is innocent? What happens if he doesn't have any knowledge? Well, it's all right to torture him because it might protect us. And, of course, what's wrong with, of course, going in and killing a million civilians, helpless women and children, as we did in Iraq and certainly in Vietnam, 2 million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese? What's wrong with that? I mean, after all, we were fighting communism, or were we really fighting communism? Understand, ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What are you doing to get the message out? What are you doing to ask questions like, why do you think that the Israelis recently released 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier? Why would Israel release 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier? Nothing is the way that it appears to be, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand that most of what you think you believe is not true, and the same thing is true with Christianity. Maybe we need some militant Christian hymns. Maybe we need, of course, to get Christians being willing to take a stand for righteousness rather than simply go to church every Sunday morning and think that that's somehow going to get them into heaven, that's going to pay their dues. What you need to do is get this book and to read it and to remember that if God is only love, it is the ultimate triumph of evil. If God is only love, it's the ultimate triumph of evil. And that is the message of the Christian church today, and that's why we're in the trouble we are. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I hope you want to get a copy of this talk on CD or tape. I hope you want to get the book. I hope you want to help us get this message out. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Alex and Joyce and for Ron Paul and for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, we're going to have a much different program than the first hour. We're going to be talking to Donna Taylor, whose son was one of the victims of the shooting at Columbine High. And we're going to have Doug Millar, who's a good friend of ours, who's certainly been involved in trying to get the truth out about pedophilia, about the pedophile ring that began in Boys Town in Kansas and ended up in the White House, and of course what happened to the people who tried to get out the truth about the total evil and corruption that permeates everything about Washington, D.C. So many of our congressmen and senators and high government officials are certainly bisexual or homosexual or pedophiles. This certainly goes right along with so much of what's going on. But the story of what really happened at Columbine, it has never really been told, and so much of this has been concealed. Did you know, for instance, that for some years before the shooting at Columbine, why, of course, this was an experimental school. They were playing games and experimenting and running psychological studies on the mind of children, and they would take these children and give them long sessions on suicide and death education, and they'd take them to the cemeteries, and then have them certainly write their obituaries. And, well, with us is Donna Taylor, whose son was one of the victims of what happened there. And then, of course, we'll get to Doug, who's on this line as well. But, Donna, why don't you start out telling us what happened to your son that tragic day when the violence occurred?
All Mark did is go to school and was outdoors speaking and talking about his beliefs in the Lord, and Eric Harris.
Well, Donna, are you on a regular telephone?
No. Can you hear me now?
Can you get onto a regular telephone?
This is the best I have. Can I talk louder?
All right, go right ahead. So, basically, okay. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. Basically, what happened that day is Mark was shot at Columbine, and he survived 13 bullets.
All right. He was shot 13 times. You actually had to reload to keep shooting at him.
Exactly.
All right, fine. And basically, he talked about the Lord during this attack.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, he was only in the school for 3 weeks. He didn't even know these boys at all. But one thing I can tell you is I'm thankful he's alive. But the thing is, right now, the most important thing, this is work. But he's going through now is worse than the day he was shot. He's now being picked up and drugged by the mental place in Colorado.
All right. Now, basically, Chris, what happened is that this young man was one of the victims of the shooting there. And, of course, he actually was shot 13 times. He survived. The local child protection agencies, certainly, how old is your son now?
He's 29.
Well, then if he's 29, now how can the child protection agencies take him and put him into a mental institution and drug him? Under what auspices are they doing that? Or are they trying to keep him from telling what happened that day?
Exactly. I believe it's totally that. And
what did happen that day? Why is what happened that day so vitally important? Why are they trying to conceal what happened that day from the American people? We're going to be back in just a moment here with Donna Taylor and our good friend Doug Millar here at Radio Liberty. Donna, you go right ahead.
All right. I believe it's the drugs is one of the major problems we have, the antidepressants. As the drug company doesn't want that out, that these drugs can cause a shooting. And I believe totally that was the answer to that. Also, the boys were molested by police a year before.
The boys were arrested for what a year before?
They were molested by police.
Well, they were molested.
Well, they were actually arrested for a van incident, which that was even true. It wasn't a setup.
I'm sorry, Donnie, you're going to have to be a little more clear. The boys that you're talking about, Eric and the other boy, were molested a year before, but why were they arrested?
They were accused of breaking into a van.
They were what?
They were accused of breaking into a van.
They were accused of breaking into a van, okay. And did they actually break into the van, or do we know?
Well, it's hard to say, but to me, there's been so many lies about Columbine, I wouldn't doubt that could have been a setup.
Well, then basically, who molested Eric Harrison?
In the report, the boys had written they were very upset with a man named Sheriff Walt.
Sheriff.
And they were very upset with a sheriff named Walt.
Did they claim that the sheriff had molested them? Who did they say molested them?
We believe that happened because they drew a picture of it. They drew a picture of that.
All right.
And a picture with the sheriff with a badge on him. And we also know for a fact that they were very, very angry at the sheriff. And they wanted to get even with him. You know, that's how angry they were over
it. All right.
They wanted to get even with that. With the whole thing. The January incident is what they called it.
All right, fine. So basically, was this, do you think, was part of the motivation for the shooting?
I believe it.
Well, because they were both on these antidepressant drugs at the time.
Well,
we
know for sure that Eric was.
Uh-huh.
We know that both of them went to counseling because they were court ordered to go to counseling.
But
one thing that was never disclosed is what Dylan was on. I believe he was on the drugs, because I sat and watched the films of the boys. There was filming done of the boys that indicated they both were taking them, not just one.
All right.
Okay.
And were there actually lawsuits brought against the drug companies after
that? There was. Yes, there was. We had several families that decided to pick and sue the drug company, and we had a lawyer. His name was Peterson.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment here with Donna and Doug. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Donna Taylor certainly was the mother of Mark Taylor, who was shot 13 times at Columbine. Now, why is the story important? Well, the story is important because, of course, there is, many people believe that the reason that Eric Harris and Dylan, the other boy committed the crime is because they'd been arrested a year before and molested by the sheriff. At least this is what they claim. And then, of course, to silence them, they were placed on psychotropic drugs. We know certainly that Eric was certainly one of the shooters, was on Prozac, and it's suspected the other boy was on Prozac as well, or a similar drug. Was it Prozac they were on, Donna?
Well, Eric was on, first he was on Prozac, and then they put him on Luvox.
Okay, so Prozac and Luvox. And, Chris, this can create, actually, suicidal and or homicidal tendencies. And when you take these drugs, they're serotonin uptake inhibitors, and they actually can create psychopathic problems. And they don't really do that much good, but they can alter your whole psychological outlook. And Chris, one of the problems was that after the shooting and after all the people had been killed there, several of the families launched a lawsuit against the drug companies that produced this, and they could never let this information out, let people understand that the potential danger of these drugs. Well, of course, Donna's son, and was his name Mark?
Yes.
Mark Taylor was talking about this. He was shot 13 times, and because he was talking about the danger of these drugs, he was ultimately charged with being a what do they call him, schizophrenic or manic depressive or something?
Schizophrenic.
And they put him into a mental institution, and they keep him drugged with the various drugs that actually alter his mind's function. Has he ever been violent? Has he ever done any harm?
Has he ever tried
to hurt himself or anybody else? So if that's true, why is he in a mental institution?
I believe it's the drug company trying to silence him. He was really outspoken out there exposing the truth. He spoke at the Federal Drug Administration in 2003 and 2004. And in 2004, they honored my son's wish. They put the black labels on the drugs that year that we spoke.
No, basically, let me explain to the listeners. Basically, the drug companies, when, of course, they have a dangerous drug or a drug that can have serious complications, has to put a black box into the package insert, and in that black box, and it's just a big black square. They're supposed to write the potential dangers. So what year was the shooting?
Well, the year of shooting was 1999.
1999, so about the year 2004, after Mark had testified before the hearings, why the drug companies were forced to put the black box insert on the package insert. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, fine. And, of course, this cost them a great deal of money because, of course, they lost a lot of sales. And believe me, they will retaliate against people. So here's this kid who's never had any psychological problems, but because he has the courage to speak out against the drug companies and their billion-dollar products, why, of course, he somehow ends up being put into a mental institution and drugged. Is that pretty well what's happened to your son?
That's exactly what's happened.
All right.
For sure. Yep. And we're praying that we can get him out. I've got some attorneys that are going to come on the case, but what I'm looking for is to find somebody that's going to be honest out there that's in the medical, you know, I don't know. I need somebody to help me get Mark off of clozapine. That drug is on his clozapine, and it's like 150 milligrams. And so I just need to find somebody that's going to be honest and get him off of the drug when I get him out.
Well, because the thing is, that when you've been on these drugs, they so alter the metabolism of the brain, you can't take them off at one time, you end up with a total psychological breakdown.
Exactly. And the last doctor, we went to court, and we went to go see this doctor with I think it's MHCD Mental Place, and he was supposed to take Mark off of clozapine. Well, Mark was on 400 milligrams of clozapine, and this doctor purposely took him off of it 2 months, and I found out I could have almost lost Mark. He ended up in the hospital for a month, and he was completely almost in a coma.
All right, well, let's go to our friend Doug Pelline. Now, most of you may not know Doug, but Doug has been around for 20, 30 years fighting this battle. He certainly was a very close friend of John DeCamp, who wrote the book The Franklin Cover-Up. One of the most important books ever written. We actually carry a book very similar called The Franklin Scandal, but it goes into this massive pedophile ring that began at Boys Town in Kansas, and went right into Washington, D.C., right into the very White House itself, where there were pedophiles operating openly, and this was during the Reagan administration, wasn't it, Doug?
Yes, it was, I'm sad to say.
Okay, fine. Well, just tell us, share with your concern about what Don is talking about. And what can you tell us about the information that has been suppressed about Columbine? First of all, they do not want the public to know that this place has been used for psychological experiments. They've been indoctrinating the children of this school with death education and suicide education for years before this. I mean, really damaging their minds and souls and psyches. And then, of course, these children Suddenly, Eric and his friend had been, according to them, had been arrested and molested by the county sheriff. Well, of course, the last thing they want, of course, for the people there to know that the sheriff is molesting children. And, of course, they committed this. They were furious with the sheriff. They could not get any justice. They tried to get something done, and so this was the way they responded. Of course, it was not a normal reaction to go around killing other children. But they'd been placed on these psychotropic drugs. And these psychotropic drugs, Prozac, Luvox, and the others, can actually produce homicidal or certainly suicidal aberrations. This had been known for a long period of time, but there was no black box notification on the package insert. It was only because of Donna's son that these were placed there in 2004, 2005. Doug, let's get your interpretation of this story.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having us both on. Donna Taylor and her son, Mark Taylor Jr., and Mark's father, Mark Sr., have been dear friends ever since shortly after the massacre took place in Denver, a metro area. It was actually a suburb called Littletown, an unincorporated part of the county metro area, I should say. I was in Las Vegas at the time, and when I heard about it, I rushed down to the newsstand the next morning to buy papers to find out what was going on. I bought the both the Las Vegas papers, plus the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and USA Today. Figured I'd get a good cross-section of what was going on that way. And one of those papers, and it was less than 24 hours after the massacre, one of those papers said that the students told police that before the shooters came on the campus and started and pulled their guns and started shooting people, they met with an older man in front of the school who was not a student. And so, since I, you know, as you mentioned earlier, I've been a full-time investigator, mind control projects and colleague create Manchurian candidates and things, right as soon as the massacre took place, first thing I thought about, since this happened in so many places across the country for decades, where people would go into post offices and as employees, and they'd shoot and kill their friends and their supervisors and everything. It became so prominent, so active, and so commonplace that it was called going postal. And so these people were mind controlled and programmed to go out and massacre people. The purpose was to try to get the public to become so angry with people having guns that they would call for confiscation of guns. So it backfired. People went out and started buying many more guns all the time. And of course, now we know that there's over 200 million guns in over 80 million homes, which is something that they never anticipated would happen, that people that want our gun confiscation program. So the bottom line is, I was originally going to the National Rifle Association's National Convention in Denver, which was going to be May Day weekend. In other words, 10 days after the massacre, but as soon as the massacre took place, I told my friends, I got a friend over there, they said I can sleep on his couch for a while. I want to go over there and investigate and see if we can identify more of what happened, what's being covered up, because we know it'll be covered up.
Well, Doug, what did you find when you looked into this? Should you ever identify the older man that Eric and his friend certainly met
with?
Yes, sir,
we did, and it was amazing. We found someone who, as I remember Dave, the fellow that was a private security agent.
Yeah, the guy was a what now?
A man who was a private security agent.
He was a private security agent.
He was told by some people that a man with the nickname Vodka was a friend of the boys, and he had a friend of these two killers. One was Eric Harris, the leader, and the other follower was Dylan Klebold. And that some of the other boys who was gone to school with him also confirmed this. And so the bottom line is, that this man, nicknamed Vodka, had taught them how to make pipe bombs. Well, thank God he didn't teach them very well. They didn't learn very much because they could have killed 1,000 people there that
okay,
day.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Doug. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Sydney,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
At the students, at least one other person drops in black. You never heard about that. Certainly, there was the hired attorney, Mark Donis, was going to bring a lawsuit against the drug companies, and he hired a lawyer, he paid the lawyer, and in the middle of the trial, the lawyer suddenly demanded he be relieved. He didn't want to do the case, and John DeCamp came on, and John DeCamp was a crusading legislator from Nebraska who'd written the book, The Franklin Cover-Up. He had an opportunity to actually depose Eric Harris's parents, but certainly all of his material was seized by the judge, and certainly John DeCamp was ordered never to speak about what he learned in the depositions. There was local investigations, and all of that information remains sealed to this time. A lot of it has been intentionally destroyed. And the question is, why are they covering this up? What are they covering up? Do you have any idea what they're covering up and why they're covering it up, Doug?
Well, back to Ivanka. I put out this report with a sketch of Ivanka based on this man drawing of what people who had seen Ivanka, what he looked like.
Now, this is the gentleman who met with the boys that morning. Is that correct?
And yes, and taught them how to make pipe bombs, and they also bought them vodka.
All right, fine. Now, basically, this is Eric Harris and Kevin. So basically, there was some sort of an older individual who was more or less their handler. Is this what the suggestion is?
It's suspected, yes, because see, originally they made plans, and their plan was to make the massacre occur at the school on April the 19th. But then they, on the morning of the 20th, they hadn't done it, and so Eric Harris made a new, what they call the basement tapes. And in that new tape, he said that yesterday Dylan got cold feet, but we're going to go and do it today, April the 20th. And so I think that's why Ivanka showed up in front of the school, because they want to make sure that the mind control program for Dylan was in place. And he would not back out that day. Now, who was Vodka? Well, this is really a twister, but a man who was in the Army Special Forces in the Vietnam War, and he's been over 20 years in it. I gave him a copy of my report on Vodka. I put out a wanted dead or alive, temporarily alive, bulletin, and for the plot to cause the children to be killed at Columbine, a teacher, and so I was up in Salt Lake City, and I gave a bunch of them to different people there, and so he called me and wanted to meet with me, and so we met at a Denny's. He sat up against the back wall so you could see everybody in the place, and then we went from there. We left and went for a drive, and he said, I know who Ivanka is. He said he's been identified as a Russian general. Now that...
Well, do you really believe that, or simply that? Is that why would a Russian general be involved with a couple of emotionally mixed up kids here in Columbine?
Well, think about it. We know that these massacres across the country... A lot of these people are what they call Manchurian candidates. They've been programmed to go into schoolyards and kill children and put a, with a rifle, and then take a 9mm gun out, put it in their mouth, and shoot themselves, committing suicide. This has happened lots of times.
Well, but these are usually CIA programs. The CIA, why would the CIA bring a Russian over here to do this? We do know that because they've created dissociative personalities in children. We do know that they have these various programs of mind control. But why a Russian general? I mean, something for someone.
Well,
like
you have to ask. You have to ask the CIA that. But I'll tell you this.
Or would you suggest maybe your source is trying to just confuse the issue, so that people will not understand that? If any of you have never seen the DVD we have on Operation Monarch, it's an excellent DVD going into the background of CIA mind control programs inflicted on people across America. If you haven't read the books, Access Denied, The Transformation of America by Kathy O'Brien, who was a victim of the CIA mind control, and we actually have an interview with Kathy. You could hear it in our 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, where she was sent by the CIA to compromise our leading politicians. And it's an amazing story. I know Kathy personally, and I believe her story. We'll be back here in just a moment. Let us swear allegiance to Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I, with us is Chris Donna Taylor, and she's the mother of Michael Taylor, who was shot 13 times in Columbine.
Mark Taylor.
Mark Taylor. Mark. But what happened to the other children who were shot there? Did any of the others sort of engage in lawsuits against the drug companies? What happened to the process?
No, what happened to
Let Donna answer that, please, Doug. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know.
We had several families that joined us in a lawsuit.
Right.
And Peterson was the first attorney. And we were all sitting at the table, and Peterson was going to come out and talk to all of us. And he goes, I'm sorry. If you guys go on with the lawsuit, the drug company is guaranteed you're going to lose everything you own. So all the families decided they didn't want to lose everything they owned, and they backed off except for Mark and I.
In other words, basically you were threatened by your own attorney. And then was your attorney working? Well, we won't get into the background.
I think he was very scared. I don't think he was working for them.
All right, fine. So basically, because these people have billions of dollars at stake, and certainly they will crush anyone that gets in their way. So basically he left the case, then John DeCamp took the case. And what's happened to all these other children? How many children were killed? How many were simply shot and survived?
We know 13 were murdered.
13 were murdered, and then how many, of course, how many were...
And two boys, of course, that shot everyone. They were somebody. I really feel somebody else shot it. That's my personal.
You think that there were other people who were involved?
Yes. And if you, we have a tape. Ron Agner has a tape. I don't know if Doug knows this, but if you look up ColumbineFamilyRequest.org and pull up Mark Taylor, I think we have the film of a SWAT team on top of the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And he,
What about the SWAT team?
It was on the roof of the school, and they denied it later and said it was a janitor up there fixing air conditioning.
But hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Donna, certainly the mother of Mark Taylor, who was shot there. And 13 students were murdered, a number were wounded. When the families tried to bring a suit against the company that created the psychiatric pills, the Luvox, the Prozac, why their own attorney that said, the drug companies have said that they will come after you, and they will take everything you have if you persist in this lawsuit. So all the suits except for Donna, all the other families, frightened to death and intimidated by the lawyer that they had hired to take the case. Why, of course, they all withdrew. Donna did not. And ended up, her son has been put into a psychiatric hospital where he's been kept drugged. And how long have they been keeping him drugged now? He was perfectly sane, perfectly no mental problems at all. They've created them with the psychiatric drugs. How long has he been in a mental institution, Donna?
Well, it started late in 2008 and gradually worked us all the way up to now.
All right, fine.
And he's been in 5 different times, and I cannot find anybody to get him off the drug. And, of course, they know this, so that's why they put him on the wrong kind of drugs. And it takes an expert to get him off. And so far, I haven't had the expert help us because they want to keep him in under their wing.
All right, fine. Now, basically, of course, we do know that there were extensive investigations, but they were always done secretly. And, of course, have they ever destroyed, we heard that they were going to destroy all of the depositions, all of the information they have. What has happened to the results of the investigations that they did, Donna? What happened to the evidence that they accumulated, the interviews, et cetera?
Well, they've hidden it all. It's all been covered up.
It's all been covered up. Well, what do you think that they're really covering up? Do you think they're covering up the sheriff? Do you think they're covering up perhaps CIA mind control?
Everything.
Do you think they're covering up the fact? What are they covering up? Certainly.
Let me give you something that just happened lately.
Well, tell me, we get to what's happening recently, what are they covering up from the past, and then we can get to what's going on recently?
I believe it goes all the way to the drugs, and I believe it's like Doug said, it's a CIA control thing.
You think it was the CIA? You think that they we'd know that they were giving these kids death education? I mean, the whole school was getting it. And suicide education. Why would you give high school kids death education and suicide education? Unless, of course, you're playing games with their mind. Is there anything else that you think that they're covering up?
I think there's a lot covered up. I just trying to tell you, a sheriff got arrested 2 months ago. His name is Sullivan. Well, he was supposed to investigate Columbine. Several times Ron Agner and I contacted him, Sullivan, and he just scooped it under the desk and forgot about it. Well, guess what he got arrested for 2 months ago? Huh? He got arrested for molesting and selling meth, drugs, for minors. He just got arrested, and he's the same man that was under our thumb at Columbine and would not do an investigation.
So you think that it was a very coordinated cover-up then?
Absolutely.
But actually, it had to go much higher than Columbine. It had to involve other people, other organizations. It had to go to a much higher level of both the state, maybe even the national level. Do you believe that or not?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. Well, then, Doug, what are your thoughts?
Okay, you asked me a question before the music there went on regarding why would they do this with a Russian general. Remember, you talked about Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien that wrote the Transformation of America, exposing the fact that she was a mind control victim. Well, Mark Phillips is also a CIA mind control victim, and he is her handler. Now, what happened was, I was their MC, Master Ceremonies, for the first time they ever spoke in a public event in America, and that was in Polly Class's hometown here in Sonoma County, where Bohemian Grove is. 8 months before Polly Class was kidnapped, back in 93. And here's my point. Mark Close told us, do you think it's bad here where we have some kind of constitution and civil rights? Can you imagine what's going on in third world countries when the CIA exports their CIA mind control? And he said when we would, and the CIA would get together with, at the Cold Wars, or get together with the Russians, who were involved in their mind control, you would have thought it was a fraternity meeting with old people, old friends getting together, and camaraderie. It was unbelievable. And it was the CIA and the KGB agents were just having a great old time together. Now, the bottom line is, the New World Order, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and their guilt, their puppets, know they cannot have a one-world dictatorship until they take our guns away from us. And so there's thousands and thousands of Russians living in Denver, okay? That's well documented. And so only I can figure, because I can't ask this Russian, I don't know who he is, but my point is it possible that the CIA is using some of these ex-KGB people to try to foment enough anxiety in people that the American people will call for confiscation of our guns. Now, that said, I just want to mention that when I was in Salt Lake City, as I mentioned, I was up there on River Cave, and so I was on Dr. Jack Stockwell's show. He's the number one talk show host in Utah. And he's had Donna and Mark on his program and me on several times. And so I told him he seemed to have Johnny Camp on again. So when Johnny Camp came on, he told, after about an hour interview, he told Stockwell, you need to talk to Doug Millar because he's not muzzled like I am. Because the camp was able to go in the evidence room, the federal evidence room of Columbine, and he said that he'd been there, but he'd also been in the evidence room at the Oklahoma City federal building bombing. He said the security at the Columbine evidence room was like Fort Knox. He could not believe it was much tighter than Columbine.
What you're saying is that John DeCamp, who is actually going to represent Mark Taylor,
there, he already has at that point.
Right. But basically, he was allowed into the evidence room. He was, but then, of course, he was muzzled But there was a lot of material there he's not allowed to talk about. Is that what you're saying?
He can't talk about anything he saw there. And so he said, but Doug's not Muslim, so you ought to have Doug on again. So Jack came back on the show and said, Doug Morris, go out there, call in. We want you on the show immediately.
Okay, well then, Doug, what do you know that you can tell us that John DeCamp couldn't tell us about what was in the evidence room or what the secrets are that they're covering up about Columbine? Because that's what I would really like to know, how we can document the fact that we know that a lot of this is still secret, but what are they covering up and what do you know specifically that you can tell us?
Okay, well, the way I was able to find out things, I had weekly meetings there every week for the 3 years I was there whenever I was in town, which was half of the time. And so Donna and Mark would come to any of our meetings, and we had good turnout from across the Denver metro area every week. The bottom line is that, you know, it was, for example, I was passing out literature every place I went because I didn't know anybody in town. I was just trying to educate people to come on down to the restaurant and let's learn about what's going on at Columbine. And check out the CIA mind control evidence and the MK Ultra, things like that. And so we were getting good turnouts. And
Doug, what did you learn? This is what I want to know. Yeah, what did you learn?
That's what I'm saying. So on this bus, I was passing out to people on the bus, and this one man said, I don't want to give you my name, but I was just in a room right after the about a year and about 15 months before the Columbine Massacre. I was in a room with a bunch of new people that had just been arrested, and men with in the $1,000 suits, very expensive suits, walked in, looked around, and I didn't know who they picked out of the room, but when I saw these guys, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold's pictures on the Columbine Massacre, I realized that's the two guys that were in the room that day, and they took those two boys out of that room, and of course that was the day they were being processed because Deputy Sheriff Walsh had sodomized them the night before.
All right, so basically, of course, the Eric and Kevin had actually been arrested and been molested by simply people within the sheriff's department there. What else did you learn?
Well, see, the problem is nobody ever found this out, and it was, thank God, that Ron Egner, who I hope you'll have on with Donna soon, because he's, for the first 3 years, I was kind of considered the authority on what was going on there. But after that, of course, I moved on, and now, you know, we're talking about almost 12 years later. And so the number one authority on this is a man by the name of Ron Egner, A-I-G-N-E-R. And Ron was the one got this sketch that I guess it was Eric Harris to do it, and when he had somebody erase all the scribbles off of it, that's when they saw the fact that six-figure of somebody standing over a six-figure sheep, and something hanging down between his legs. And so the point is, it was implying that these boys were sodomized. And there's all kinds of evidence. So we have talked about all this with DeCamp on my talk show. And, of course, DeCamp couldn't talk about much, but he was talking about the things he could talk about. And then at the end, he says in his book, that he put out a new edition in 2005, he said, the drugs are a big problem with the boys at Columbine. And someday when I get to a comfort zone, I'm going to spill the whole thing and open wide open. And so we were talking about that with him and telling him what we knew about it. And so he mentioned, after Ron went into much detail that we don't have time to go through right now, he said that you people, you know, are so close to the whole truth that I saw in the evidence room, you can't even imagine how close you are. And of course, we're talking about vodka, we're talking about, and we're talking about Walsh sodomized the boys and everything. So everything's in there, and the problem is this the sheriff in this county over with, for example, Columbine is in Jefferson County, and next to it is Arapahoe County, and the sheriff there, Sheriff Sullivan, he was honored as the Sheriff of the Year, the National Sheriff of the Year, and here he is, a homosexual who is also, now they've got film of him having sex with a child.
Well, wait a minute now. Do you actually have evidence or actually documentation of his being involved with children? Is there any actual evidence that he is actually a homosexual?
Exactly. Not just a homosexual. He's a pedophile.
Well, where is this evidence? That's a pretty strong statement to make.
On the news?
It is.
Was it actually done? It was actually on the news?
Yes.
And whatever happened, was he charged, Cindy?
Yes.
Was there a trial?
Yes, he's sitting in a trial and put his name on it. In the jail. He doesn't have a trial yet.
But he is in jail at the present time.
Yes.
And it's got his name on it. The Sullivan County Jail.
Oh, okay, fine. then I've heard of that case. Yes, he's in the jail that's named after him because he was such a prominent sheriff. Well, that's a pretty a tragic reflection of law enforcement in America, isn't it?
Sure is.
And, of course, then he was the one, was he the one who was involved with Kevin Harris?
Not
to your knowledge. So basically, he was just another example of the corruption that does exist, at least within some of our police and sheriff's department. Is this the point you're making?
Yes, I think most deputy sheriffs, most people in the FBI and CIA are good people. You know, they want to do a good job, but the fact is they are forced to cover up crimes within their agencies and organizations. And therefore, the only ones that get promoted are those who go along and actually commit crimes, not just cover up crimes. That's our...
All right, fine. Well, you spent how many years there in Columbine trying to get the story out?
I was there 3 years, and we found, for example, that here's another thing that's being covered up, Dr. Sam. We were going around passing out flyers to all the neighborhoods around the school trying to find people that knew things. And we knocked on one door, and this kid came to the door, and he said, "Hey, I know, I've got a picture of where one of the SWAT team members asked to come in our house, and my brother took a picture of me. The guy posed for him. I'll show it to you." So he showed us the picture, and he said four doors down, another SWAT member was up there, and they found empty shells in the gutter. Because remember, the Sheriff Stone said no one in law enforcement fired any weapons that day. So that was an outright lie, because there, when in the library where they were shooting all the students, these SWAT snipers were on these two rooftops, and what happened was that the glass was shot out in the windows, but it didn't fall on the ground. It fell inside on the floor, which meant these SWAT snipers were shooting people, and they probably made a mistake and shot some of the students accidentally trying to kill the two killers. And so that's another reason for the cover-up. There's so many
Do you honestly think that the snipers then were responsible for some of the shootings, and this is one reason they're covering this thing up?
Yes. Had to be, because it got the empty shoulder in the gutter, and yet the sheriff lied and said that there were no shootings, no shots fired by anybody in law enforcement. Well, the people were so traumatized, when we tried to find out who they were, we talked to the owner of the house, and they said, "Oh, sorry, but we bought this house." They sold the house right away after the shootings, and they left the state. So we couldn't track them down.
So basically, you think this may be one reason for the cover-up? They certainly would not want to admit that the SWAT team was not very efficient?
I certainly believe that had to be one of the motives. Why else would they lie about it?
Well, I don't know. See, that's the thing. I was hoping that you'd be able to give us all the details and information. Anyway, it's been a fascinating time. Our guest has been certainly Donna Taylor and Doug Millard. Donna Taylor, the mother of Mark Taylor, of course, who is currently in a mental institution.
Yeah.
According to his mother, why he is there, because he tried to bring a lawsuit against the drug companies, and they said, you'll be crushed if you do. And then, of course, Doug Millar, who tried to investigate this, and ran into a stone wall. They do not, to this very date, want the truth to come out. Well, Doug, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the rest of the program here. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States...
There were other people who were working, several other people involved. We do know that there's been extensive investigations. Those investigations are totally sealed. We do know that drug companies are involved, and they have threatened the families. We do know that certainly Mark Taylor shot 13 times there in the... And the library is in a mental institution, according to his mother. There's nothing wrong with him, but he's been placed on a psychotropic drug that has created all sorts of emotional problems. The story is very hard to come up with an organized program, but it sounds like this school was a CIA target school where they were actually experimenting with the minds of the children. And so we basically have a great DVD. It's called Operation Monarch. It goes into the background of CIA mind control. We actually have a DVD put out by our good friend, Sidney Bob Fletcher, on mind control. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. going back to our last hour, why, of course, we suggest very strongly the book, The Secret of the Lord. We suggest a tape set, Whatever Happened to Hell. Whatever Happened to Hell. And it's an excellent four-tape set, because, of course, behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces that certainly most people have no idea what's going on, but unfortunately they've infiltrated our churches, changed the music and the message of our churches. There are CIA mind control programs that are aimed at destroying the faith of our children, and of course actually creating mental disease in our children. If you haven't read the books written by Kathy O'Brien and certainly Mark Phillips, why, of course, the book, The Transformation of America. We recommend The Transformation of America. That's T-R-A-N-C-E, Formation of America. And then, of course, the book, Access Denied. Now, we are the sole distributors of these at the present time, because Mark and Kathy are leaving the country. Intelligence agents across America have been told to get out. There's going to be a period of chaos and crisis here, and they're moving to another country. And I will tell you, I know a number of intelligence agents who are doing just exactly that. We are moving into a terrible, terrible period here. And if you have not made your preparations, start making them now. But the most important preparation you can make is to have a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you don't know how to do that, let me suggest a 10-part DVD called The Final Countdown. There are actually 10 DVDs made by our friend Pastor Billy Crone. And at the end of each one of those DVDs is a personal invitation to come into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't have that sort of a relationship, you need one. If you want to talk to me about it, my telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And we hope that you will seriously consider questioning and the statements made by Christianity, and then hopefully give your life to our Lord. I mean, it will transform your life as it transformed my life 45 years ago when I finally made that commitment. So remember our number here, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there on the Internet 24 hours a day. We have a telephone hookup you can listen to 24 hours a day, shortwave 3 hours a day, satellite 9 hours a day. Encourage others to listen to our programs to come to understand the true spiritual nature of this battle. And certainly, and then, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 9 February 2012. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world. It is Thursday. Hope you're having a good day so far. Thank you for inviting us into your home, your